Hi, I'm Jay Jenkins, Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Educator, bringing you the Beef Watch Podcast. This, of course, is the audio companion to the UNL Beef Watch electronic newsletter. Today, I have Steve Pritchard with me. Steve's also a Nebraska Extension Educator. Thanks for joining me today, Steve.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Jay, on the course of a middle of June. That will work great.
Yeah. Steve wrote an article for the June issue of the Beef Watch newsletter that he called Updated Beef Cow Basics Plus Course Available to Sharpen Cow-Calf Management Skills. I know we don't normally do announcements, meeting announcements, or, you know, news of the day sorts of issues on the Beef Watch newsletter, but I wanted to make an exception. The Beef Home Study Course, which is sort of the overall name of this, was created in the mid-90s, I think, Steve, and you were around for the creation of it. It was designed just as that, as a home study course. What was it like in the early days?
Well, you know, Jay, when we first originated this, trying to provide those opportunities for beef producers or those that were interested in getting into on the cattle side of the business to hone their skills or perhaps refresh skills or start out at the very beginning. And it's no different then than it is now in terms of busy schedules, you know, folks going on and may not be able to attend a educational program to learn more about different topics related to beef cattle production. So thus was the origination of the course back in the mid-1990s. We started out with beef cow basics, and then expanded that on to several other modules over the course of the years. And over time, we've had a lot of inquiries, not only from producers in Nebraska, but across the country and around the world, wondering whether they could take the course online. And we finally were able to achieve that goal here this spring in bringing it available to cattlemen around the world. We've also revised the modules inside of Beef Cow Basics that would reflect the most current research that is available on the various topics. Beef Cow Basics has been our number one course of interest over the years. In this case, there's 12 modules available, Jay, from goal setting to nutrition, a little bit on the reproduction, just touching on it, but also on forage production. So it kind of lays the groundwork for those that maybe perhaps have been in the business or those that are exploring maybe opportunities to get into the cattle business.
Absolutely. I think the metabolizable protein unit itself is worth the price of admission. If you're a producer and you don't understand what I'm talking about when I say RDP or RUP, then you maybe ought to take this course and give you a little bit better handle on the terminology that's currently in use in the beef industry. For those of you that can't wait, that's basically the new terminology for bypass protein versus protein that's degraded in the rumen. But all of the modules have good content and it's presented in a structured way. Where can people find this, Steve?
In fact, if they go to the beefunl.edu website and click over on the right-hand side in the box there on Beef Home Study Courses, and that'll bring up the Beef Basics website with more details and information, whether they want to do it online, that they can also look at the various topics. The online course is made available through eExtension with our partnerships that makes it available through there. So it gets you clicked into that website, and they'll be ready to go with online course.
So, Steve, the fee for this course is variable from, I think, $120, depending on whether you went continuing education credits or not. What's the price if you don't need continuing education credits?
The basic price structure, and it depends a little bit whether we've also encouraged not only just cattlemen, but also trying to at least make it somewhat attractive for our FFA students, Jay, to particularly if they are looking at going back to the ranch or farm or would like to know a little bit more information about some aspects, either bee production on the forage production side. So as a basic FFA student, cost is $20. $60 if you're an adult producer. And then if you want the continuing education credits, then it goes up to the 120. So we've got some different price scaling there, depending upon who the audience might be.
All right. That certainly makes sense. One thing, Steve, I'd like you to discuss is why should someone take one of these courses? I mean, you know, you can hunt around on the Beef website and you can find a lot of this information, but it's not in a package and it doesn't have quizzes, or I don't know whether quizzes are the right word, but you know, worksheets or anything. So what are the benefits of going through sort of a structured system?
Well, you know, to me on the perk side, it may depend a little bit upon who that individual is. If I'm an individual out there who doesn't have the background, perhaps the education in a beef production, forage production type system, and all of a sudden they've got an opportunity to go back home, well, where do they start? How do they hone their skills a little bit and learn more about what may help their operation? And then on the other same token, those that perhaps have been in the production side of it for quite a while, this is an opportunity to glean out some of the latest land grant university research results that perhaps they can adapt or incorporate into their operation. That, of course, we're looking at always talking about the bottom line that would be beneficial to them. And it's all sealed in one package. You don't have to look here or look there. And again, it is. It's all research-based. And that perhaps kind of sets us apart in a lot of regards. We have no direct benefit financially from whether we're recommending a particular product or not, Jay.
Yeah. Another thing, as you were talking, that I thought of, the benefit of the structured package is that you're going to learn things that you probably didn't know that you needed to know. You wouldn't look it up because you didn't know you didn't know it. And yep. I guess a lot of times we don't know what we don't know. And if it's a structured package, then you have the opportunity to get presented with those.
Well, and that's true. You know, and some of the ideas, they may not fit your given environment, your operation or ranch, whatever the case might be. But right, but it gives you maybe some part of it might also be beneficial to your operation. And like you said, if you weren't aware of it, this is that opportunity to perhaps, oh yeah, you get the oh yeah moment there, where there might be some pieces in there that might, again, help your bottom line of your operation.
Yes, absolutely. One of the other things that I wanted to visit with you about, Steve, is just the importance of continuing education and lifelong learning as a producer. You and I are probably biased. Well, probably nothing. You and I are biased. We've both spent a lot of time and a lot of money going to college for longer than a lot of people. And we've both invested half of our lifetimes in trying to deliver education for producers. So obviously we believe in lifelong education, but why do you think it's important for folks?
Well, the world changes. You know, and we've got some very astute producers out there. You know, when we originally put this course together, we did pick the minds of a lot of knowledgeable producers. And that opportunity for continued learning is very important in today's age and society. Just to keep on top of things and have things bundled down in a concise piece that you can kind of pick from and use or perhaps utilize and also analyze whether it might be an idea, a topic, or a management strategy to include in your operation or not. With the new research that is conducted across the country, you know, in the University of Nebraska, we get the benefit of adapting the potential to of adapting that research into our operation. You know, just like the cattle industry, the breeds have changed. They didn't stay stagnant over the years. They have continued to change and evolve. And it's important as a producer to be aware of what resources are out there, what strategies might work or may not work. And again, we want to be everybody be a sustainable system. And of course, you look at the bottom line, you've got to have profitability in there. Otherwise, the operation won't be around very long. So it's important to be able to pass that on also to the next generation of farmers and ranchers across the country.
Absolutely. I think that one of the benefits of what you and your team offer producers is a neat package of information. There is so much information out there, and some of it is one-sided. You guys tried really hard not to make it one-sided and not to just put it in a way that seems like you're trying to convince them they ought to adopt a practice, but try to put it in a format where they can decide for themselves whether or not that practice is going to fit them and help them really make informed decisions about those.
And I would agree. We can't force anyone to adapt a practice, but hopefully we've kind of laid the groundwork on the pros and cons of different topics related to beef cattle production that will enable our clientele, the beef producer, the high school student, the college student, to make informed decisions that would benefit themselves and their operation in the future.
Anything else you'd like to touch on before we wrap this up, Steve?
Well, this has been a collaborative effort, not only educators, producers, our specialists across several of the disciplines, you know, involving animal science, the agronomic side, veterinarian science. So we pulled a lot of information across all those areas and try to bring it together because we can't be single focused. You've got to take into account all aspects of the production system and how it may impact your rancher operation in the future and currently. So I would invite, you know, all of our listeners to check it out. And feel free to contact one of the Beef Home Study Team members or myself and give us some feedback. You mentioned the quizzes, and it's not, yeah, there is a pass-fail, but those are tools that we use to give us some feedback whether we are on track on the level of delivery and the information included in there. So, again, invite all of our listeners to check out the online course and provide us some honest comments and feedback.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve, for taking time out to visit with us and also for taking time over the years to continually to adapt and update this great curriculum.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Jay. I really appreciate getting the chance to visit with our listeners today about the online Beef Basics Home Study course today and look forward to getting some feedback from some of our listeners on this.
All right. Once again, this has been Jay Jenkins and Steve Pritchard, Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Educators, bringing you the Beef Watch Podcast. You can find links to both the UNL Beef Watch Podcast and the written version of the Beef Watch newsletter at beef.unl.edu.